This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. NASA's Artemis Mission 1 was scheduled to launch this morning from Florida, but just before liftoff, the agency announced it had found a problem and would need to reschedule. Hundreds of engineers worked at Colorado's Lockheed Martin to build the Orion spacecraft that will travel past the moon and back. Heather McKay has worked on the project for more than a decade.
The plan is to take the first woman and the first person of color to the moon to build a sustained lunar habitat so we can learn how to live and work in deep space and ultimately use that knowledge to leave the first footprints in the red dust of Mars.
The launch scheduled for this morning was a test run without anyone on board. Artemis 2 is set to launch with a full crew in 2024. Come to CPR.org to learn more about the mission. A player from the Colorado Avalanche's championship team brought the Stanley Cup to his hometown mosque in Canada over the weekend. Forward Nazem Kadri is one of the NHL's only Muslim hockey players. As part of his celebration with the iconic trophy, he gathered with hundreds of people in Ontario at the London Muslim Mosque. Kadri, who faced racist threats from some opposing fans during the playoffs, says the mosque is part of his roots. A man has been killed in the central Colorado mountains after a speed flying crash. The sport involves descending from heights using a specialized canopy that's similar to a paraglider. The speed flyer was reported missing Saturday morning. Nine News reports that a search team from the Summit County Rescue Group recovered his body. His canopy was found entangled with the broken off top of a tree. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It is 2:06. Thank you for joining us on this Monday afternoon. Right now in Denver, it is 87 degrees.